Yeah, we're back on In Focus News Radio, KMAN. Brandon Peoples joined here this hour by Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear. Mayor Yusha Reddy joining us as well via telephone, as we've been doing now for, I think this is the third week in a row, and no end in sight. We sure miss our in-studio guests, and hopefully we'll get to do that here within the next few weeks. We're at least hoping for that.
Right.
Consent agenda here tonight. There's a few items on there. Do you guys want to touch on some of those?
Sure. A couple of them that come to mind here that are fairly large. We are recommending an award of a contract to the North Manhattan Avenue Phase 3. So this is the final phase of widening North Manhattan Avenue, basically between Kimball and Claflin. And so the last few years. Last year we had North Manhattan basically from Research Drive to the hilltop and just down there a little bit at AID closed longer than we wanted. Obviously we had a wet year last year that slowed things down a lot, and we had hoped to get that done in the summertime like we did one of the earlier phases, but the school had to open up and we had didn't get it till later in the fall to be able to complete that and get it opened up. So the goal here is, we were planning to do an attempt to finish it in the summer, but we wanted to move forward with no classes and very little traffic there for the current time to be able to get this project awarded and constructed so that it'll be hopefully done. Hopefully we'll get a normal summer, and we can get that work accomplished before school starts back up. So we are recommending award of a contract to Ebert Construction Company of Wamego in the amount of $2,271,281.99. We have budgeted about $1.7 million in our Economic Development Infrastructure Funds for this project. There's about $417,000 in stormwater improvement and $153,000 in water improvement. So, again, this will create a three and in some places a five-lane section as you get close to the. We're going to rebuild the intersection of Claflin and North Manhattan. You might recall we had an agenda item a month ago or so, actually a couple months ago. I think it was in March. Maybe early March, late February, where we had the traffic signals we ordered for this project in advance so that we could expedite delivery because of the backlog of the folks that produced those. And so we do think that it's important to finish this stretch because future phases will have more construction up at Denison and Kimball and other stretches of Kimball. And so it'd be important that we have this North Manhattan arterial for access to the university when some of those others are closed or greatly restricted. Another project we have is a Safe Routes to School contract with Alfred Benesch and Company. This is an actual design contract. We did get a Safe Routes to School grant in the amount of $359,000 from KDOT, and we have four primary areas where those are going to do some sidewalk ramps and some bulb outs to make things safer for pedestrians that walk to the schools. So that's in the Marlette area along Browning and Dickens, as well as around Teddy Roosevelt on South Manhattan Avenue between Fort Riley Boulevard and Pierre. Also around the Northview area, a couple different projects. The east side of Galloway Drive from Butterfield Road along the south side of that. And then Northview again, elementary along the west side of Charlay Lane around Butterfield Road south about 300 feet. So those will be some important projects to improve safety for folks walking to school. We do have a demolition recommendation. This is the demolition of the commercial property at 3003 Anderson Avenue. That recommending award of a demolition contract to Remco Demolition of Leavenworth, Kansas in the amount of $49,810. And this is the Samurai property out at the Old Village Plaza that was inundated and destroyed during the flood of the Wildcat Creek flooding in Labor Day of 2018. We've tried several different attempts to for that owner to rectify the situation. They have not. There are existing health hazards, and with the higher heat, that will only continue to get worse. So for health and safety reasons, we are recommending the commission award this demolition contract for that project.
I have a quick question on that one, on that project.
Sure.
How much of that will be billable to the building owner?
So the way this works is the cost of $49,810 and any other related costs that we might have had in administrative or advertising will be charged to their tax bill if we're not able to collect it. And then our tax collection procedures will be in place. And sometimes that can be an arduous process in and of itself. But it could get repaid if that property ever transferred, because it is a lien on the property.
Okay, very well. Continuing on, I do see item K deals with the downtown farmers market. How is the farmers market going to work under these current conditions?
So they have submitted a really very good plan to deal with COVID. Actually, they have a letter of support from Riley County Health Officer Julie Gibbs that has approved their layout plan for social distancing and how they plan to work to control social distancing among the shoppers. So I think it's a good plan. Again, this is a traditional, they are in part of the exempt category from as a food provider, and one that provides an important service to the community. So again, that's this is an approval to lease the area at the Manhattan Town Center's parking lot from April 18th through October 31st. Another item on there is item M, which is a change order to with Schilling Construction for the airport parking lot improvement in the amount of $56,463. There was some subgrade deterioration in one of the temporary lots on the southwest corner that needs to be removed and stabilized before they can start the paving there. I guess one bright spot in this whole thing is they're going to be able to do that project a lot easier than they normally would with a packed parking lot. So at the same time, obviously the airport and air travel is greatly impacted, as well as businesses on the airport.
Yeah, that's too bad right now that we're not seeing as many flights coming in and out of there, but it does open up the opportunity, I suppose, for construction to proceed maybe a little quicker. How long are they anticipating that project to be? Do you know?
It was going to be most of the summer, because it's a number of various stages of parking lot improvements, but they will be able to proceed a little bit quicker now if their time prevails. But originally, it was scheduled to be done by fall.
Okay. And I've seen, construction's continuing on a lot of other road projects around town. Is any quicker now that people are not on the roads as much, especially with the Kimball project?
Certainly, I think it's made things a lot safer for the workers because the traffic impacts aren't as significant. So we've had some decent weather as well, and so I do think that will help out. We are taking a hard look at some of our schedules for the rest of the year. We're probably going to be delaying some projects or deferring some projects just because of we anticipate a pretty significant reduction in revenue, especially sales tax going forward for the rest of the year as we're able to come back into some kind of recovery.
Yeah, there's so many challenges. And boy, is this the hardest time in your career, Mr. Fear, as a city manager that you can remember?
Absolutely. I mean, we've had some tornado and flooding, but you can visually see, you know, what you're dealing with for the most part, and where this is just one of those things that has such broad implications because it is so difficult to plan for. And even though we've had exercises for pandemics, you know, it's certainly going to bring just the economic impact of that is one that you know, we haven't done a lot of table exercises on. So that's a huge component of it, and it is extremely difficult. You know, one of the items on the consent agenda is to authorize the purchase of swimming pool chemicals. So, and I had a commissioner ask me, you know, are we even going to be able to use them? And I said, well, I don't know, but this particular bid is a unit cost, so it will establish the price we have to pay for them if indeed we do order them and have them delivered. So that's certainly that whole component of being able to get back into our normal programming is one that is extremely difficult, and not unlike when we were talking before with, you know, just sports in general, and whether that's high school sports or college sports or professional sports, and when will groups be able to gather as a team and or observers, spectators to be able to watch. So that's going to be most of the data I've seen, even after we start allowing folks to come back to work, has pretty strong restrictions on group gatherings.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting summer. That's there's no doubt about it. We've got about a minute left here. Yusha, did you want to add anything else here?
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, I think as we make all of these life changes in our the way we behave and being away from each other, this is going to transition right into 2021, even with our budget decisions. And our budget impacts, whether it's the Riley County Police Department, our fire, our EMS, our hospital, whatever it is, it's going to look very, very different. And I think that's what we need to prepare for mentally. But at the same time, the human cost is huge. The reason we are doing all of this is because we are trying to save lives and have as low impact as possible on just being hospitalized or being getting a positive confirmation for COVID-19. We want to keep those numbers low. So in the short term, we're going to feel a huge burden on ourselves. But in the long run, it's going to be for the betterment for our community. But, you know, I think we'll have rippling effects right into 2021. So even if people are going about their normal life after they come out, this will definitely impact the unemployment claims going up, our workforce being back, our summer programs going up. School is going to look different.
It is now 10 a.m. at News Radio KMAN.